the exhibition about our rabbis. Each one of the Chabad rabbis, there is a showcase dedicated to him, where are displayed the first prints of their Sforim, their holy handwritings, artifacts, and original pictures. There is also a showcases and display tables dedicated to the Baal Shem Tov, to the Mezritcha Magid, to great Chassidim, great Admurim, and great Mekubolim. Let's start with the showcase of the Alter Rebbe, where is displayed the first edition of his Tanya, the first edition of his Hilchas Talmud Torah, part of the Shulchan Aruch, and his handwriting comments that he wrote on part of the Tanya, Igeres HaTshuva, on part of the Siddur, Piskei HaSiddur, on one of the discourses that he gave, and on the Shalosh Shuvos Ma'arik, that he wrote some comments in his handwriting on the margin of the pages. The showcase of the Mittler Rebbe, Rabbi Dov Ber of Lubavitch, where there are displayed the first editions of his Sforim, Maimorim that he wrote and printed, some Hanoches that he recorded, the discourses he heard from his father, the Alter Rebbe, and some Maimorim discourses that he wrote himself, and a letter with his signature. The showcase of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Lubavitch, where are displayed Hanoches that he recorded the discourses he heard from his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, and some discourses that he wrote by himself. The Tanakh that he would say the Maftir, the Haftira, every Shabbos from, with some notes in his handwriting on the margin of the pages. A response that he wrote and signed and sent. And the sleeve of his kapote that his children divided his kapote, each one took one part, and this is the sleeve that went to his youngest son, the Rebbe Marash. The showcase of the Rebbe Marash, Rabbi Shmuel of Lubavitch, where are displayed the Sefer Hanoches, where he recorded the discourses he heard from his father, the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek. A volume of discourses that he wrote by himself. A volume of tshuvas in halacha that he wrote. Some letters that he wrote. A wallet for documents that he had. The Megillas Esther that he wrote himself. And the Shtar Mechiras Chometz that he sold his chometz with. The showcase of the Rebbe Rashab, Rabbi Sharon Berer of Lubavitch, where I displayed the original picture of him. Hanoches that he recorded from discourses that he heard from his father, the Rebbe Marash, when he was 15 years old. And then when he became Rebbe, he wrote my morning by himself. You could see the inner Russian passport that he had. And you could see his knowing, the marriage contract, that the beginning and the end was written by his grandfather, the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek. The showcase of the Rebbe Rayatz, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak of Lubavitch, displayed here are the earliest Maimorim and Sichas that he gave to print. His spodik. I picture him sitting with his spodik on his holy head, his hat, citizen papers, a postcard that he wrote from the jail cell in Petersburg to his house after it passed the censor with his stamp, and the kaira that he arranged the Seder on the night of Pesach. The shokis of the Rebbe. Whereas displayed the first editions of his first sforim that he wrote and printed, original pictures of his youth and when he was still a child, correspondence, responsa between him and the Ragachova Goyim, a letter that he wrote to the Ragachova and a letter that Ragachova wrote to him, one of the shayfas that he used to blow in at Rosh Hashanah, and two sforim that he received as a present on his chasana. One is from the famous Rav Meir Shapiro of the Daf Yomi, that he wrote a dedication to the Rebbe on the front page. And the second is the Sefer Er Someach that he received on his chasana. He signed on the front page. And he wrote the date that he received it, the date of the chasana, Yud, the 14th day of Kislev, 1928.